Well, marketing of property on the internet, I've said this in the past in the show, in Australia, this is the most expensive country in the world to advertise a property on the internet, mainly because of the domination of the two sites or the two two domains, realestate.com.au and domain.com.au. Now, I don't want to get into a debate about that, but it is very, very complicated, but it's a very, very easy process to advertise on the internet. I want to talk about the transition. I remember back in the 80s when I started in real estate, it only seems like yesterday, although it was a long time ago, but then we relied very much on press. You would do an ad in the, in this case, the Courier Mail or one of the regional papers, and you might even want to just get a small classified. It's changed. Now there's social media, there's Google search. There's so many ways that a property can be found now that doesn't necessarily have to sit on one of the major portals. That's what I want to talk about, is opening up the opportunities for people to actually own a lot more of the data that goes onto the internet. Joining me to talk about this, Andrew Cole. Andrew is from a company called realestatecustomdomainnames.com. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Glad to join you.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. This is a very technical issue, so correct me if I've gotten anything wrong in the introduction there, but I think my view is that marketing a property on the internet can be relatively easy, although there is a lot of smoke and mirrors that goes into it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, correct. And I think that's probably one of the things is that what I found when developing this was you don't know what you don't know. So you rely on information that's out there. And as we know, sometimes a lot of that information out there is not 100% correct.
Yeah, well, we'll dig into that in a little bit deeper. But I'm fascinated by your product because it allows someone to physically, own their own address on the internet. And I know that's only one example where you can, if you live at, say, 123 Smith Street, you can have a domain that's 123 Smith Street. So if someone searches on it, it finds it automatically. That's a layman's way of describing it. You can probably describe it a lot better than me.
Well, no, Kevin, that's pretty correct, because what happens is that by having that, most properties, I mean, you know, with an agent, they're on the agent's website. Okay. The difficulty is how do we get people, they might get to an agent's website, but then they've got to start searching once again. Well, what we're able to do with the real estate custom domain name is that we create a landing page for them, which shows the property and some of the details. And then it says, you know, if you're interested, go to the next step. And that next step takes it directly to that property on the agent's webpage. So I say it's the fastest way to a listed property on the web.
Okay. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be the address of the property, does it? It can be something like a characteristic about the property, as an example.
Correct, because obviously the different properties have different aspects, and it could be a riverfront property. So it could be, Yeronga Riverfront. Or it could be a penthouse. It could be Brisbane's best penthouse.com. You know, usually the best thing to what describes that property.
Yeah, that's right. You've been involved in marketing and media for quite a long time. You know, going right back, I think, into 1999 when you started A4 Media. This must have been a fascinating transition for you because, you know, you've handled marketing for a number of big companies as well as real estate brands. Tell me about the journey, the marketing journey. What's it been like?
It's been fascinating, for want of a better word. I actually started in television back in 1978. So I was very fortunate in some respects to go through what I would probably consider the golden years in the 80s. And then even at that point, you know, things were changing. There was, VHS and then there was laser discs and then there was CDs and, you know, the technology keeps changing, but people don't. And that's the fundamental thing with marketing is that even though we have all these fancy bells and whistles nowadays, people are still emotional. People still see advertising in certain ways. And that's what the crux of it is to try and make sure that when we're advertising or marketing, we're getting to the people. We're delivering it in different ways, but we're still getting to the people. So the journey is, and I'm still learning. I mean, yeah, this is 43 years or 40, you know, whatever number of years
later.
Don't
give away too much, mate. Hey, you mentioned there that we deliver it differently. I think we're also consuming it differently, aren't we?
Yes, we are. However, I still always have a bit of a, you know, smile on my face when some of the people come out and they say, oh, you know, television's dead. And I keep thinking to myself, well, great, that means we're not going to be watching the State of Origin. You know, it doesn't work that way. And there's a chap in America, I'm sure you're aware, that Gary V.
Oh yes,
he's one of these people who's always driving.
Yeah.
Traditional media is dead. But he was asked once if he was to launch a product, what would he use? And the first thing he said was, I'd put an ad in the Super Bowl. And it's like, but that's TV, you know. So we are consuming things differently, yes. And I think people's concentration's probably down a little bit. But so it's harder to cut through. And that's why I believe, you know, if people know, if they drive past a property and it's got 123 Smith, you know, street.com on it, they're going to easily remember that rather than trying to grab someone's phone number or, you know, a name.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go into this a little deeper. If it was 123 Smith Street and I put that into a Google search now, if I had my own domain name, what are the chances are that it would come up before even a listing on REA, realestate.com.au?
Well, Because Google looks at it as being, because when it's on REA, it's a sub. We start to get into some of the technical stuff, but it's a string to the main. It's not the main thing. So I look at a website as being like a hardbound ring folder, and the outside of it is actually, you know, say REA, or, you know, in this case. And then what is,
let's qualify what REA is. It's realestate.com.au. That's just an abbreviation. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would happen is that, you know, inside is all the different, if you look at, think about a ring binder, inside is pages that you can take in and out. Okay.
Yep.
So what happens is, but if, when you have your own domain name, well, you're a separate ring binder. Okay. So you're not actually a page in the other ring binder. So what happens is that if you do put in whatever the domain address is, yes, it will come up.
Mm. Okay, so that sort of helps. So how powerful is Google in terms of where we go on the internet?
I was reading the other day, I believe that it's somewhere in Australia, I believe that 90% of all searches on the internet are made through Google.
That's staggering, isn't it?
Look, they have such, and that's why I talk in creating things that are what I call Google friendly. They have, I believe, something like 15,000 algorithms, you know, that run Google. So it's very difficult to try and say, oh, if you did this, you will be number one. And I once again, I have a bit of a smile on my face every now and again when I see people promoting, oh, you know, we'll have you on number one, you know, the next day or whatever it is. And no, it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of hard work and behind the scenes activity.
Mm. Sticking with real estate and, well, you know, and portals for the moment, what is the future of marketing on the internet? I mean, right now, realestate.com.au and domain.com.au have an absolute stranglehold on the market. What are the chances that there might be another player who would come on?
Well, I some time ago, I was reading some information which indicated that Google themselves might actually go into that space.
What, set up their own portal?
Well, they've got their own portal to start with, but it's making it easier. As you know, you can do your own Google AdWords. You know, you can go in and set up this and that. I highly recommend you don't.
Why is
because
that?
Because you'll just end up bleeding money. Because even though I do quite a lot of AdWords, and what happens is that people look at impressions and all that sort of stuff, and it's like, that's not what it's about. It's all about clicks. And you don't want to have a keyword where people are seeing your ad, but then not. So if you have a general keyword like real estate, I think there's 24 million searches a month, because remember, it's worldwide. And then what happens is that if you have that there, your AdWords comes up, but no one clicks on it. Google actually says, well, that ad's irrelevant, so therefore we won't show that again. Mm. So a lot of people, you know, misunderstand how AdWords work.
Mm. Andrew, give me the bottom line here because we're just about out of time. But what's the bottom line here? Someone thinking about marketing their property or selling their property on the internet, what are the steps they should take?
Well, I think, you know, I still believe that they should use an agent, yep. You know, in that respect. But, I mean, from my point of view, that, you know, for $150, we're able to have the registration, you know, unique registration of the property. And also we are able to put a pin on the map. So that if someone's looking on, Google Maps, the property will be there as well. So you can look at it from, so there's both search and maps. Mm. And here's a way of, if they're dealing with an agent, I would say to them, look, I really would like one of these, you know, the custom domain name, because it's going to, A, bring them higher up in the organic searching, and also they'll be on Google Maps.
Yeah, and that doesn't impact anything that the agent would do, getting it onto their own site and so on. This is really an add-on to enhance that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. This is not interfering. In fact, it actually creates a great space for the agent as well.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. If you're thinking about selling your property, make sure you look into this. The website to go to is Real Estate Custom Domain. Is it names or name?
Name. No, just name. Real Estate Custom Domain Name.
Name.com, just the singular. Hey, Andrew, fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much for your time, mate, and all the best with your business. I'm going to jump on and just secure my name now. Got to start
Thanks,
somewhere.
Love you to chat, mate.